This episode, keeping your shrubs trimmed. Well, folks, this is an episode, if you've got bushes that grow, we've got a story as shrubs and bushes that this is a personal story from old Larry, and John's got the same story. So you need to heed what we're going to advice we're going to give you in this episode. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and big aggravation on this one in your home maintenance and repair. This episode's entitled Keeping Your Shrubs Trimmed. To help me explain, I'm here with the shrub master grower extraordinaire, Mr. Johnny. What is happening with you? I've got the same issue. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Well, Larry, we were talking, and I think part of the time when we do this show, it's just for our own edification of just, you know, good learning here. But along with the audience, of course. But, you were telling me a story the other day about cutting down a big holly bush.
Well, it's more than that, but yes.
And I will tell you that I've had the same thing, that these things, some of these, let me back up. First of all, folks, you have to be real careful about what you plant. Can we just start there?
Let's start there.
Because start I will there. Tell you that, I have been battling some of these holly bushes, and they're great. They grow fast and everything, but boy, they can get out of hand. And the thing is, I was just, and something else too. And I was just, I was at a place the other day, and right across the parking lot was this massive stand of bamboo.
Yep.
You know, the same, it is just, I'm thinking to myself, what a nightmare.
it's a mess,
but
right.
You know, but some of those we've got things around here called those Chinese privets, but I Larry, go ahead and talk about that, about those holly bushes, because you know everybody's got those things. You know, no matter where you live, there's always some kind of vegetation that just seems to thrive and get out of hand, and before you know it, it doesn't take but a couple years when you're not even looking, and the next thing you do is you turn around and it's like, man, that thing is, I gotta do something.
So we have these, there's six holly bushes that were up on top of a wall that we had, and we rebuilt the wall, and it wasn't a big deal, but I was up, actually this is at one of my rental properties, and we were up on the roof, and I look over and I'm like, the holly bushes are taller than the house right now. So number one, they're not bushes, they're holly trees. And I didn't realize that they got that big that fast. And literally when I needed the chainsaw, I cut these things down. They were a good 12 inches in diameter. And of course they're holly, so they're prickly and they're not really a whole lot of fun. Yeah, they're not a whole lot of fun to cut down because they just chew you up. But they were, I'm going to say they were 35, 40 feet tall. And the last time that I actually paid any attention to them, they were less than 6 feet tall. And so that was 2 years ago. And in 2 years, they grew that much. So the point being, it went from being what I thought was going to be a very quick and easy project to being a very long and drawn out project. And in fact, it's still not over. I still have another about a half a day's worth of work left to clean them out. And then I've got to chip them up because there's so much brush that I don't have a way to get rid of the brush. And anyway, be that as it may. But the point is that on these, especially any of these kind of, what do we want to call them? Things that just grow out of control. Here in the South, there's lots of different things. There's bamboo, there's Chinese privets, there's what else is there?
Well, I've had them in, I mean, it's just not here. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
In Chicago, I had my dad planted these hedges. And you know, if you don't keep up with this stuff, and I mean really stay on top of it, it is out of control. And and you are lining yourself up for, you know, days of work to get, you know, get these things back under control. I just remember cutting those things down like every other year. It was a major project.
Yeah.
And it's just, once again, so when I plant anything now, I find the variety of these things that are like the dwarf stuff, you know, that I plant.
Right. Right.
Because everything is like, you know, well, they grow, you know, you look on a tag and it's, you know, how big is it going to get? It's like the dog in the window, you know, how big is he get, you know,
the puppy. Yeah. Right.
So, you look at these things and they say, well, they grow to about, 8 feet. 12 feet later, you know, and they're just getting their legs under them. And it's like, what, man, but,
And I know in this case, I'm going to cut these things down to about a foot. And I know in a year's time, they're going to be 4 to 5 feet tall.
And you're not kidding. I'll tell you what, I've had a holly bush in the same type of a situation, I bet, that you're facing. And I've cut that thing all the way down and it's back. I've poisoned it. I just got to get rid of it. I can't get rid of it, you know, without, I got to get out there and maybe even dig it out. I don't even know. You know, I feel like just getting a back end loader or something. Just a big
power tools are good, Johnny. Power tools are good.
Yeah, big Cat D9 and just plow the whole thing. But you know, that thing will still be growing there. But yeah, I mean, it's just you have to be really careful what you plant. I just leave it at that. I mean, that's because
yeah, these predated us, so we did not plant these. These were there. You know, they were probably put in by
absolutely.
The building, I would assume.
Absolutely,
and they've just gone crazy. So,
and I'll just say this: everything looks great when you just go to the store and you buy them, and they're like in a little pot or something, you know. And you dig the hole, you put them in there, you know, and you know the first couple of years they look great, you know. Then the next thing they just start to create this massive bush that's just, you know, out of control. And so now you've got, you know, I do all my own landscaping and everything. And I know there's a lot of people that just, you know, have other folks come in and take care of it, but then that's expensive.
Right.
But it's just, once again, it's all that, you know, just be careful what you plan. I mean, wow.
So, careful what you wish for. Well, you might actually get it.
And I've got a couple of other holly plants out in front that I got to cut down. They're just, it's bad. So I see your point.
I will say this, Johnny. When I cut down the holly bush, I did find, believe it or not, there was a spaceship landing port or maybe a squirrel's nest. I'm not sure. I thought it was a spaceship landing port up in there. I swear that they were landing up in there. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to be, concerned about with some of these bushes is that, I remember when I ran across that great big hornet's nest in that thing. So I'm out there, you know, cutting it down, and I'm like, well, where are all these flies coming from? Well, they weren't flies. They were, you know, bald-faced hornets. And, man, that one stung me. It was, man, I ran out of my shoes, I think, trying to get away from that whole thing. I mean, it was bad. Those things were massive. Anyways.
You know. With that, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, send us an email, questions@HandymanProsRadioShow or HandymanProsRadioShow@gmail.com. We are out on Facebook @HandymanPros. We've got a Facebook group out there. You can put some stuff on. Or, you know, just send us a smoke signal. We're good. And with that, we'll see you next week on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.